How's this for a typical day at the office? Get into a helicopter flying just above treetops in parts of northern New Hampshire and find moose to tag and track and monitor. It's part of the work New Hampshire Fish and Game is doing to study the effects of winter tick and other parasites on the state's moose population. Christine Rhines is moose project leader for New Hampshire Fish and Game. She joins me now with more on the study and the work it takes to do it. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
You gave lawmakers an update last week on New Hampshire's moose. Where do we stand right now?
Well, the population as a whole, we're about 4,000. Things are declining in some regions, but holding stable in others. We are doing our study right now north of the Notches because moose are more important up there for the economy. They're at pretty high levels there, about 1.5 to 2 moose per square mile. But they are having some serious issues with winter tick. Winter tick has always been a part of kind of moose life history, wherever moose live in the same range as white-tailed deer. When winter tick becomes a problem for moose is when you have shortened winters. Now, obviously, this has happened occasionally, probably all across time. Every now and then you get a short winter, a lot of moose die because of heavy winter tick infestations, and then winters go back to normal. But what we're seeing now is that winters aren't normal, quote unquote, anymore. They tend to be shorter, sometimes as much as 3 weeks shorter. And this is giving winter ticks the advantage. And so instead of the occasional eruptive event, what we're seeing is chronically high calf mortality, and in bad years, very high calf mortality associated with adult mortality and overall reduced productivity because ticks are so heavy on these adults, they can't recoup through the summer to be productive.
The work crews are going out in winter to find moose, and they're out in a helicopter, which we should mention has no doors in the
right.
Winter in northern New Hampshire. So what kind of challenges, aside from being cold, do they have to try to overcome when they're out flying and working in these conditions?
Being cold is pretty bad. I mean, these guys, they left the airport the other morning. It was 21 below zero.
Wow.
And they're flying in a helicopter with no doors, leaning out, trying to shoot the net gun and get it over these moose. Once they get a net on the animal, they have to, we call them the muggers, two guys jump out of the helicopter, run up to this animal, get it down on its knees in what we call sternal recumbency, gather the legs up and tie their legs together, put a blindfold on the animal, put muffs in their ears so they aren't overly stimulated, and the moose calm right down. And then they put a collar on them, put ear tags in them. We take blood to look at numerous different things. They remove ticks. They do a quick tick count, take a fecal sample, and then get the net off the animal, take all the hobbles off, and hope the animal doesn't have a great deal of anger when it gets to its feet.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
They're big, they're powerful, and they're very fast.
So going forward, more research, obviously, and maybe a memoir? Confessions
of
a Moose Mugger?
More research, yeah. But we hope to do additional collaring next year, but it's all dependent on funding, and funding is a difficult thing right now, so... We'll see.
Well, thanks so much for your time today.
Okay, thank you.